We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Moza and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
Oh, yeah. It is now. A very good Thursday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black, the Exploring Energy Show here on 96.5 KECO. Thanks for tuning in. Elk City Meals on Wheels, they want to thank you as well. And you know what? You need to thank yourself by going there because I tell you straight up, $5 for senior citizens, $6 for everybody else. Open 11 to 1 Monday through Friday, 1510 West 9th Street. You can call in your order, 225-5821. They'll box them up, send them out. They're already individually packaged. Be great for you, no doubt about it. Today, it is, oh boy, there's some comfort food. Chicken and dumplings. Chicken and dumplings, corn salad, roll, and cake. So chicken and dumplings is on tap today at the Elk City Meals on Wheels. Corn salad, roll, cake, chicken dumplings. Be sure and tell them that we sent you. Speaking of food, the Boy Scouts annual pancake supper is coming January 25th, and it's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's the back door of the Elks Lodge. Just go to the back door of the Elks Lodge here in Elk City on South Main. It's by donation only. It's the Boy Scouts annual pancake supper. It's their fundraiser. Let's get behind these kids. January 25th, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., back door of the Elks Lodge.
There you go. Food.
Food. Can't go wrong with that, man. It's an eating meeting.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us over there, Butch? Anything good?
Not really.
Well, add a kid.
Not really. WTI crude on the NYMEX February exchange is down 41 cents to 82.23. Brent crude on the ICE March 2022 exchange is down 19 cents to 84.48. NYMEX natural gas on the February exchange is down 27 cents to 4.59. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX exchange is down 58 to 238.50. That's not a bad deal.
Right.
And NYMEX heating oil is trading steady at 259.42.
All right, then.
So, I mean, RBOB gasoline being down a little bit, that doesn't hurt.
Not at all. Well, energy costs soared in the United States in the past year.
Imagine that.
I wonder who's in the White House. Well, anyway. The country's inflation rate just hit 7%. And that means Oklahomans and others throughout the country are paying far more for their energy as well as food and housing. The latest Consumer Price Index report from the U.S. Department of Labor said all costs rose 7% for the last 12 months ending in December. It represented the largest 12-month increase since the period ending February 1991. Just to give you an idea, the nation's energy index rose 29.3% over the past year, and the food index went up 6.3%. The government said the energy index actually declined in December, ending a long series of increases. It fell 0.04% as the indexes for gasoline and natural gas both decreased a little.
Well, in Biden's approval rating, it's hit an all-time low. So basically about two out of every three people disapprove of the job he's done.
90 million people voted for that guy.
Yeah.
Well, some of them alive.
About 89 million of them are really regretting their choice.
Oh, you think it's that high? That they're, you think a million didn't regret?
Well, talks with Russia must prioritize the Nord Stream 2.
Yeah.
To deter Putin. And this is from a Ukrainian CEO. Excuse me.
Come on with.
Anyway, the chief executive of the Ukrainian state energy giant Naftogaz says it's absurd for Nord Stream 2 not to be among the top priorities of international talks with the Kremlin. repeating his call for further sanctions on the gas pipeline to deter another Russian incursion. His comments come shortly after a meeting with the NATO-Russia Council on Wednesday. It was the second high-level meeting this week between Western officials and Russia after high-profile talks between the U.S. Kremlin officials on Monday. A further meeting is taking place at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in Vienna Thursday. Talks are taking to try to defuse a crisis triggered by the mass gathering of Russian troops near Ukraine. Although the way forward remains unclear, Moscow was warned the situation is very dangerous. Yuri Vitrenko, who is the Naftogaz CEO, said it's really difficult to understand how it can be unnoticed or it bears no consequences. There's nothing that should come first, so first they should sanction Nord Stream 2. There is something that should come first. They should sanction Nord Stream 2. They should show again their firm stance to Putin. And, for example, if somebody wants to discuss some further actions, if there is further aggression in the Russian side, they should be talking about Nord Stream 1. So I'm not saying that Nord Stream 2 is the only thing that should be on the agenda, but it should come first to show that the West is serious. So, they're exactly right in this. They have a large club over Putin's head.
Right.
And they need to use it and use it well and strategically.
Yeah.
And let him know that, hey, you keep your aggressions up and we'll see to it that not one drop of gas or oil.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what's funding their war machine.
Yeah, exactly. And he makes absolute perfect sense.
But will the people in charge lower the boom, so to speak?
No.
Well, Texas-focused geothermal trade group launches with big energy backers.
Hmm.
You know, we talk a little bit about geothermal here, and it shows up on the Baker Hughes rig count now and again. A trade group seeking to promote geothermal energy in Texas will launch today with backing from large oil and utility firms seeking to transform their business. The Texas Geothermal Energy Alliance was organized as many fossil fuel giants or startup companies look to transition to low carbon energy from oil and gas. This group includes Halliburton, Repsol, Chevron Corp, Baker Hughes, CenterPoint Energy, and Geotherm X, a Schlumberger company. Decision makers and thought leaders are interested in a resource that is clean, renewable, and dispatchable. This is what has piqued everyone's interest, said Smitherman. He added that the group's short-term focus will be education and advocacy. The former chairman of the state's Public Utility Energy Regulatory Boards, Barry Smitherman, spearheaded the group's formation. Texas is the largest oil and gas producing state, of course. But geothermal technology employs much of the same drilling technologies used in the oil and gas sector, although the wells are designed differently. One member, Neighbors Industry, a drilling firm, Neighbors Drilling, is already eyeing geothermal as a business opportunity. Smitherman said service companies see this as another way to use their technology workforce and skill set. There are many geothermal projects currently underway in the United States, which could usher in greater scale for an industry that does not yet easily compete with cheaper oil and gas. Geothermal accounts for less than 1% of global utility scale electricity generation because it's geologically limited. It's not available everywhere, according to the this group out of Texas and their member Sage Geosystems. The United States has about 3.5 gigawatts of geothermal capacity currently installed and in place. So, and we have talked about geothermal here, but basically it's just not, I mean, it's got to be coming up hot, you know, yeah. And there's, it just isn't that way every place that they drill for oil and gas.
Yeah. They do a lot of geothermal on the Hawaiian Islands.
Right.
Of course, they're volcanic. So
absolutely.
Therefore, you have that. You could do it in Wyoming, Montana, around Yellowstone because the geothermal activity, but it's you're kind of limited on spots to be able to do this. And so
But, you know, everybody's trying to find a new way.
Yeah.
You know, but some of these oil bigs like Schlumberger, like Halliburton, of course, you know, like at the beginning of the story, it said that these wells are traditionally drilled like oil and gas wells. Mm. So those rig hands, those completion, I mean, those kind of people are still going to be needed in the service industry to service these geothermal wells.
Sure. I mean, it's just more work for them. You know, so it makes sense that they're involved in it and pushing it through, but, you know, because they stand to make money off it.
You know, I was kind of curious when I did this story, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, what Oklahoma and geothermal have in common. We'll be back with more of the Thursday edition of the Exploring Energy Show here on 96.5 KECO. Thanks for being here.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Veneers are kind of like when you go to a nail salon and you get nails. They're a shell that is put on the front of the teeth. We offer porcelain and composite veneers. Porcelain veneers, very strong, gorgeous, but I've also got into doing direct composite veneers. It is extremely conservative. We're able to do those without drilling away any tooth structure, and we don't even have to do any shots, which patients love. So you want a smile makeover, and you don't have to have any shots, you don't have a lot of drilling, and you can get that new smile in a day. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone, and whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Ooh, yeah. 96.5. Don't forget also to like our Facebook page. Got all kinds of good stuff going on there. Community calendar events is posted on there. It's a list of upcoming events brought to you by Jared Atha. Also, local news by Jared Atha. Daily Ag Report by Yemi Clark. Cousin Yemi. The Skinny on Sports. Local high school, college, national sports reports brought to you by Skinny. Oh, Aaron Kalk. Live radio talk shows like the Early Morning Show, Exploring Energy, Today in Ag, all that. And the Penny News Weather Report. That's all on the KCO Facebook page. Give us a like. Give us a follow. No doubt about it. DCP Services, well, they offer fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, and trenching. Their field techs have over 80 years of combined experience. Plus, they rebuild Kimray valves and controls, Western Chemical pumps, and they sell and repair Texam solar pumps, other solar pumps also, and wireline division with both braided and slickline capabilities. Full service from DCP. For pumping, roustabout, wireline services, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out of the Elk City area, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City, call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. That's DCP Services. And also Camrock, man, they'll come out and set tanks for you. They got the tanks. If you use a lot of fluids, it'd be pretty handy to have those tanks set at your place and filled when they run low. That's what Camrock will do for you. They'll set them up, fill them up, refill them when they get low. For bulk fluids and filters, call Sean Estes at Camrock, 405-301-5803, 405-301-5803. Camrock's located on South Main Street here in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. Well, as promised, here, I better turn our camera back on. Here we go. I was talking to you about geothermal. Well, you know, Oklahoma is a hotbed. It paves the way for geothermal heating and cooling. Oklahoma is one of the largest manufacturers in the geothermal energy industry. In fact, it has been a hotspot for geothermal heating and cooling for decades. Even though this technology may be new to some people, it is a sustainability solution proven to be highly effective in this Midwestern state. From its earliest days at the Oklahoma State University, geothermal heating and cooling have been a formidable option for many years. How much does geothermal heating and cooling save in Oklahoma? Well, by using the constant temperature below the Earth's surface, a geothermal system doesn't need to work as hard heating and cooling your home as traditional heating, your HVAC unit, okay? It runs more efficiently, so it costs you less money. Up to 70% energy savings over existing heating and cooling systems are often recorded, although installation costs can be a bigger investment than your traditional heating and air system. Geothermal systems pay themselves back over time in energy savings, depending on factors such as climate, soil conditions, system features, and available financing and incentives. You may recoup your initial investment in 2 to 10 years through lower utility bills. In Oklahoma, it may also be possible to include the purchase of a geothermal heating and cooling system in an energy-efficient mortgage that would cover this and other energy-saving improvements to your home. Banks and mortgage companies can provide more information about those loans. But I never was able to find out how many geothermal wells Oklahoma had. I was kind of curious to see if we could find that. But I did find out the fact that, there are several states that do. And let's see, I had this thing up here just a moment ago, but it's... this was the top five producing geothermal states. California, 72%, okay, their geothermal electric generation. Nevada has 22%, Utah 3%, Hawaii 1%, Oregon 1%, Idaho greater than 1%, and New Mexico 1%. So it was a situation where I was kind of curious on where we ranked and those kind of things like that. So trying to find that information was pretty tough. But the state rankings, California ranks number 1, Nevada ranks number 2, Utah ranks number 3, Hawaii number 4, number 5 is Oregon, number 6 is Idaho, and number 7 is New Mexico. And that is the rankings for geothermal electricity generation. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on back to the show.
Yeah, just cut me off. Let's see how you are. But, we knew that there was quite a bit of geothermal. I knew that there was in Hawaii. I didn't know about California. I knew there was some in Idaho and up through there. I didn't know about Oregon.
But you know, fella, that drilled with
geothermal. Absolutely. We've got an individual, and I need to get with him and see if we can get him on the show. But he actually was part of a geothermal project, and it would be good to get him on here. And
do you know about where that well was drilled?
It was out west. I don't remember exactly where it was now.
West, like Sweetwater West?
No, further west. Oh. I'm not sure.
Oh, like not in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I don't think it was in Oklahoma, but I talked to him once before, and I've never dropped the ball, never followed up on it, but we need to get him on the show and visit about it and get a little more information. Yeah. Well, I hate to tell you this, but Standard Chartered sees $100 oil.
Well, now we've been hearing some of that business for a while now. So now what makes them think this is a possibility, the China-Taiwan war?
A little bit of everything. Yeah. Analysts at Standard Chartered see the price of Brent oil averaging more than $100 in the next few years. Analysts outlined that they had raised their 2022 Brent forecast by $8 per barrel to $75 per barrel. That's what they're thinking the average is going to be. I think they're still a little low. Mm-hmm. And their 2023 Brent forecast, they've raised by $17 a barrel to $77. So we adjust our price forecast to reflect the move from a challenging 2022 first quarter to a more balanced second quarter 2022 and 2023 through to a mounting supply crunch from 2024 to 2026. We forecast a Brent average of $108 per barrel in 2026. While the supply crunch does not begin in our model until deep into 2024, we expect the market to get well ahead of it, resulting in a high intra-year volatility prices in periods when the short-term reality falls far short of the medium-term fear. Yeah, this is a bunch of economists talking, but basically what it boils down to is they're saying that we're going to have a supply glut is what they believe is going to happen. But they're going by what OPEC Plus and them are saying they're going to do that so far they haven't been able to pull off. And them getting ramped back up has not been as simple as they thought. It's just opening the valves. And we're not seeing the supply tamping of people staying home. People are still on the move. They're still traveling. They're still going. Been bunches of vehicles on the roads. I'll be honest with you. I had to go to Oklahoma City the other day and back, and traffic on I-40 was back like it was during the oil boom. I mean,
brother.
And especially trucks, which is a wonderful thing, because right now the infrastructure needs the trucks moving.
Boy, and if
the supply chain is badly damaged, and I mean they're working hard to try and make up for it, but
it's really evident at night because, man, you can see taillights and headlights for miles.
Well, and it's really evident too when you go to the store and see the empty shelves and so on and so forth, that the supply chain is not like it should be.
No, but they're working on it.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, honestly, I haven't seen a whole lot of that empty shelf stuff in where I shop, you know, Homeland, Wally World. I mean, you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of that. So,
well, it depends on how deep I'm paying more
when we check out.
And it depends on how deep you look, too, because a lot of times what's taking place is you'll go in, you've got a certain product that you really enjoy.
Right.
A certain brand. That brand's not available anymore. They've put something else in there in its place. So you're seeing a lot of changes in branding and so on and so forth, which gives you the impression that everything's okay.
Right.
But
I guess I'm more like the average everyday human. I'm looking for milk, bread, meat, vegetables. I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of, just walking in and seeing an empty shelf here in the Midwest. But I mean, I know there are places that it's happening, no doubt about it.
And to be honest with you, stores work very hard not to have empty shelves.
Yeah, bring everything forward.
Yeah, that is a bad reflection on how they do business. So what will happen is if they're out of a particular item, they'll move something else in there to fill that shelf space.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk in and see empty shelves because it shakes your confidence in that particular retail outlet.
Let's throw it out to our listeners, 225-9697, 580-225-9697. Don't do it while you're driving, but send us a text.
Don't do it.
I mean, if you're seeing empty shelves, or are you feeling the impact of this situation, 225-9697. Just give us a text, and we'll go over those here in a little bit.
I had to laugh. I know there's been a huge recall on hamburger. Basically food poisoning.
Some botulism type situation.
Well, it was bacteria. It's not botulism. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head. Anyway, what the U.S. Drug and Food Administration said, just throw it away. Have you priced hamburger lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm going back to the store with it. You know, if I had it.
Get your money back.
Yeah. E. coli is what I was
E. coli,
trying to think
yeah.
of. But
oh no, that's Ricola.
Yeah, that's Ricola. But anyway, they just throw it away. No, there's nobody just going to throw it away. They've spent too much money on it. That's why I like to use local producers.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's it.
And it's better quality, and it's just.
You know what you know what's gone into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Kansas House Energy Panel switches leaders after a letter to state utility regulator. Oh, boy. The panel's looking into February's natural gas price spike there in Kansas, changes to prevent a repeat of that. But House leadership removed the chairman of the House Energy Utilities and Telecommunications Committee after the panel's former chairman escalated tensions with colleagues by sending a contentious letter urging Kansas regulators to delay utility rate increases from February's polar vortex. House Speaker Ryan Rickman said the decision to remove Representative Joe Swirt, a Pretty Prairie Republican, from his chairman position wasn't related to the contents of the letter. Disputing allegations made in the Kansas City Star editorial on Friday, but energy costs, availability, and reliability are important issues for Kansans right now, Rickman said. I've been clear from the very beginning, this decision had nothing to do with the content of a letter. It had everything to do with making sure legislators put new ideas on the table and get things done. Swart, who was served in the House since 2009, alienated colleagues with his sometimes abrasive communications while running the committee. House Pro Temp Blaine Finch, there in Kansas, an Ottawa Republican who previously served on the committee, filled in as chairman Tuesday this week. But the cold snap in February from Winter Storm Uri left Kansas grappling with $1 billion fallout after gas prices spiked up to 250 times over a few days. Estimates indicate some Kansas consumers of Evergy Electric Company will pay $152.3 million in power costs over 2 years. No different than what Oklahoma was happening. Of course, you know, the further north you go, the harder it really was. Yeah. But, of course, you know, the further north you go, the more prepared they generally are for cold weather because it's typically colder. But yeah, it was kind of funny because this guy gets replaced right after this letter comes out. So it's not about the letter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about he sent the letter. So I don't know. But anyway, Kansas is going through the same kind of situation that, you know, our Oklahoma Corporation Commission went through. Yeah. Anywho, well, we're a little bit past the bottom of the hour. We're going to take another quick break, pay homage to our great sponsors, and really no better way to buy or say thank you is to buy their services, their products here on the Exploring Energy Show. We'll continue with more right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
It makes running your ag operation a lot simpler when your bank gives you quick access to money.
You'll know within a day, if not right then and there, what we can do. On the ag side, we already have all your information. We know your cattle numbers. We know your net worth. We know your financial statement. We know what situation you're in. So you come in that morning and say, hey, I'm running out here to Elk City Sale Barn. It's Friday. You know, I need to replace a few mama cows. I'm going to head out there. I'll say, okay, cut the check. Let me know what it is. And that's one thing we do pride ourselves on, that quick turnaround. It makes life simpler. It makes life a little more convenient. Some new customers we've acquired, that's some of the things they've brought up. It makes a huge difference when you're trying to operate a business efficiently. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Everybody needs a mattress. Every home has three or four mattresses. And we sell Serta mattresses that are made in Oklahoma City. The new Perfect Sleepers are out. I've got three new models. I've got two of their 90th anniversary models in stock, ready to go. You can take it home with you today. And these are made in Oklahoma mattresses. Any mattress should last you about 8 to 10 years. But if you pick the right mattress for your family, you will get that full 10 years out of it, and sometimes even more. Maybe you shouldn't get more than 10 years, but a lot of people do. If you divide out how much you spend by 10 years, how much that is a month, it's next to nothing for a good night's sleep. Studies say people spend a third of their life in bed. I don't get to spend a third of my life in bed. Hopefully some of you do. Make sure it's a good product. Make sure it's a Serta Perfect Sleeper. Make sure it's something that you've heard the name of before. You know it's a good name brand, just like everything else at Terry's Furniture is a good name brand.
Come see us at Terry's Furniture Showroom. We're in Elk City on South Main, right behind the McDonald's, right next to the new Harbor Freight Tools.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Ooh, I think they called our name, Butch.
Yeah, big voice guy did.
Yes, he did. Allegiant Land Services. You know what? Headquartered right in the rural community of Sealing, Oklahoma, these people are homegrown. They're farmers, they're ranchers. They know what's up. And they have the knowledge to bridge the gap between company and community from acquisition, project management, and consulting. Allegiant Land Services has the people and the experience to get the job done right the first time. They're proud to provide their clients with team members equipped with a well-rounded education in the oil and gas industry, as well as wind and solar negotiation. They're an unmatched energy solutions company, Allegiant Land Services and Consulting. They are truly honest, efficient, reliable. Contact them online at AllegiantLand.com or call their Sealing, Oklahoma office, 405-883-7007. 405-883-7007. It's nice to know that somebody that you're dealing with that's working for you has been in the exact same shoes that you wear. Yeah. And when you call, you're expecting him to get something done, because a busted hose means you're not getting anything done. You're not making any money. In fact, it's costing you money. Tractors and combines, oil field equipment too. They'll do whatever it takes to get something to you and solve your problem. American Hose and Supply, 580-821-4413. 580-821-4413. And really, an ounce of provision is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
Check those hoses, man. They wear out. They weather. They rub. They, you know, have your stuff on hand. Pre-buy. Yeah. You know, and if you don't want to replace it right then, have it on hand so when it happens. But if you don't, American Hose and Supply is there to help.
There you go.
Tell Brock Kalk that I was actually saying something good about him. I love Jenny. You know, no, I'm just saying, those are good people.
Well, European carriers are flying thousands of near empty planes this winter just to keep their airport slots.
Wow.
This makes sense. Airlines in Europe this winter are flying passenger planes that are at times nearly empty in order to hold on to coveted takeoff and landing spots at airports during a time of lower travel demand. Anyway, they go on to say airlines have expressed frustration over so-called use it or lose it slot rules established by European Commission. The EU's executive arm, which was suspended in March 2020 as the industry was floored by the COVID-19 pandemic, has since been brought back incrementally to now require airlines to use 50% of their allocated airport slots. That figure is scheduled to increase to 80% this summer. German carrier Lufthansa is among those airlines, is already cutting some 33,000 flights over the winter season. But it still has to make 18,000 flights over the winter season to meet its slot use requirements. Its subsidiary, Brussels Airlines, is having to make 3,000 almost empty flights by the end of March. This is ludicrous. While climate-friendly exemptions were found in almost all other parts of the world during the time of the pandemic, the EU does not allow this in the same way. That harms the climate and is exactly the opposite of what the EU Commission wants to achieve with its Fit for 55 program. The Fit for 55 program was adopted by Commission in July of 2021 to meet the new EU goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by a minimum of 55% by 2030. In the face of criticism for airlines and environmentalists, airport industry representatives are pushing back, saying there's no reason why thousands of near-empty flights should be reality. Airport industry body, Airports Council International, expressed support for the European Commission position, arguing that its lowering of the airport slot use threshold of 50% was designed to reflect the uncertainties of a badly hit market and fragile recovery for aviation. A few airlines are claiming they are forced to run high volumes of empty flights in order to retain airport slot usage rights. There's absolutely no reason why this should be a reality, Oliver Jankovic, Director General of ACI Europe, said in a statement in early January. He rejected the notion of completely empty ghost flights being flown, as have the airlines themselves, who say they, rather than being completely empty, the flights often have very few passengers and would otherwise be canceled if it weren't for the slot use requirement. So, environmental activists are not impressed. Brussels Airlines makes 3,000 unnecessary flights to maintain airport slots. Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg wrote on Twitter last week, citing a headline of a Belgian newspaper, "The EU surely is in a climate emergency mode." Oh, great. The aviation sector creates about 14% of the carbon emissions from overall transportation, making it the second biggest source of transport greenhouse gas emissions. Yeah, on and on, whine and complain, but I agree that is ludicrous, the fact that you have to make empty flights just to be able to keep your slots.
Wouldn't it make more sense for them to just pay a percentage to keep the slot, you know, and not have to fly the plane unless they did have passengers? Of course, you know, rationale, right? Yeah. You know, you just did a story a little while ago. Well, here's what the federal government's saying. The EIO, the EIA, Energy Information Administration, they forecast crude oil prices will fall in 2022 and 2023. The U.S. Energy Information Administration short-term energy outlook, January of 2022. While oil prices are soaring and U.S. prices are above the $80 level, the federal government predicts they won't hold that throughout the year and or next. The U.S. Energy Information Administration came out with a prediction on Wednesday that prices will fall from the 2021 levels. The prediction came in the EIA's January 2022 short-term energy outlook report, which noted that the price of Brent oil on the fourth quarter of 2021 was $79 per barrel. We forecast that the price of Brent will average around $75 per barrel in 2022, $68 per barrel in 2023, stated the EIA in the latest crude oil price forecast. Okay, here's how the EIA continued in this forecast, okay? The declining prices are driven by a shift from global petroleum inventory declines during the 2021 inventory to increases in 2022 and 2023. Global petroleum inventories decline when consumption is greater than production and increase when production is greater than consumption. These guys are smart, man. In 2021, withdrawals from global petroleum inventories averaged about 1.4 million barrels per day and contributed to a higher crude oil price. These inventory draws resulted from petroleum consumption returning faster than petroleum production after the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. And also in this year, in 2022, we expect that petroleum production will increase and consumption growth will slow, leading to increases in petroleum inventories globally. So basically, supply will outpace demand.
So far, it hadn't.
I know. We expect global petroleum production will increase by 5.5 million barrels, driven by production increases in the United States, OPEC, and OPEC Plus with Russia, which together account for 84% or 4.6 million barrels a day of the growth. We forecast increased tight oil production in the United States and gradually increasing crude oil production from OPEC Plus, which, of course, includes OPEC members and Russia, will account for most of the increased crude oil production. And they also forecast that global petroleum consumption will increase by 3.6 million barrels per day in 2022, driven by more consumption in the United States and China, which together account for 39% of the consumption growth in the world. We forecast that global petroleum inventories will increase by 0.5 million, which will put downward pressure on crude oil prices. We forecast that the price of Brent crude oil in 2022 will fall from $79 a barrel in the first quarter to $71 in the fourth quarter.
I don't believe any of that.
We have a low pressure system, a downward pressure. These guys are so full of crap.
Well, the IRS is in crisis.
Oh, they. You know what we need? We need about 80,000 more IRS agents.
Refunds may be delayed.
Who gets a refund?
Yeah,
what's,
no kidding.
What's a refund?
Well, this taxpayer advocate is allowing that you need to file early, so that way when they do pay late, it won't seem as late to those who filed the last day. Anyway, Congress is detailing processing issues at the IRS. They're still covered up from last year. They've still got 6 million unprocessed individual tax returns, 2.3 million unprocessed. I'll get that.
Yeah, you get that, will you?
Amended individual tax returns and over 2 million unprocessed employee quarterly tax returns. And roughly 5 million pieces of taxpayer mail. Some of it from far back as last April.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
That's our efficient government at work.
Yeah. The planning for the nation's filing season process is a massive undertaking. Yeah, it is. And I still believe that the best bet would be to go to a flat tax, do away with IRS. You pay 10% of your income, period. You know, no tax loops, nothing. You just pay your 10% and go away.
Yeah.
So you don't see them again. They don't come back and harass you. And then just look at the strain on the government that doing away with all those IRS officials would be. That would probably balance the budget.
They could go to the work for the Postal Service.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
they could drive EV vans.
They could learn a new skill and build EVs. They can go work on wind generators.
Yeah. Learn a new trade. That's the simpleness of it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Energy news and my briefs and more. As the Thursday edition of the Exploring Energy Show continues in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
One of the services that we provide is if you're a new customer and you're wanting to get set up in bulk, we will set tanks on your place. We have double-walled Roth brand tanks that have a pneumatic pump on them and a hose reel and a metered nozzle so that we can set those. And those are ours. We loan them to you to use while you're our customer. And so then when you call and say, hey, I need 200 gallons of this oil, we'll bring it out, fill your tank up, and you're good to go. You just continue using product, saving money, being happy, and life is going on. My name is Sean Estes, and the company I work for is Camrock. Give me a call at 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Come see us at Camrock, 2111 South Main in Elk City, right behind Fred's Steakhouse.
We do see a lot of kids in the pediatric population that deal with chronic sinus problems, chronic ear problems, particularly infections, allergies, recurrent sinus infections. We see it a lot in the adult population as well. You know, that's pretty typical of, you know, Oklahoma. You know, you live here long enough, you're gonna have some sinus and allergy problems. You treat allergies medically, whether it be, you know, an antihistamine, a nasal spray, or even immunotherapy, which everybody knows as your standard allergy shot. As soon as, you know, you get to a point to where you're starting to deal with issues like recurrent sinus infections or things like nasal polyps, manage it as medically as best you can. And then sometimes there is surgery that is needed and required to kind of add to the spectrum of treatment. Hi, I'm Dr. Tyson Fisher, and I'm an ear, nose, and throat physician at Great Plains Regional Medical Center. Find the best medicine right here at home.
For an appointment, call 821-5255.
Will your financial advisor be there as your life and situation change? Hi, I'm Justin Cook, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor here in Elk City. When we work together, we're going to focus on what's most important to you. We'll create a personalized strategy backed by our advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track no matter what happens. Stop by our office at 801 North Main or give us a call at 225-6545. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Big voice guy's hollering at us again.
Yes, he is. Thank gosh, he's trying to keep me lined out. I mean, it takes more than one. Just ask my wife.
It takes a village.
Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. They are a proud sponsor of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. They're also proud what they provide, and that's educational opportunities. For a complete list of these, or to register for SOAR's upcoming educational opportunities, or even get yourself booth space registered for this year's Oil and Gas Expo in October.
Which we have already.
Yes, we have. We're in. Booth 125, baby. First come, first serve. You know,
there you
get
go.
First right of refusal. So I went for it. SOARok.com. www.soarok.com. Also the free SOAR Connect app. You can, get your quick and easy access to SOAR Lease Pumper Handbook. Searchable filters and links. You can do it on iOS or Android. So that means Apple phones or Android phones can be downloaded from their app store. Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources SOAR Connect app. Now, I did get this, and this is a good guy right here. There's a benefit night for Paul Warnke.
Oh, okay.
And his fight is our fight. If you'd like to come and help in that fight, Saturday, January the 29th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Friends Pub and Pizza there in Canute. 40% of all food and drinks ordered from 6 to 10 will go directly to Paul and his family to help cover medical and travel expenses. The Tyler Wilhelm will be playing acoustic from 7 to 9. Donations can also be given if you would just like to come and support a great member of our community. The road is long, and the road may be heavy, but it is our hope that with the support of his community, he and his family will have the strength to take each step. Battles should never be fought alone. We'll all help Paul fight this one. Saturday, January 29th, a benefit night for Paul Warnke at Friends Pizza and Pub, 6 to 10 p.m. They're in Canute. Yeah, great, great fellow. Other energy news in my briefs. And here we go. Let me get ready. Okay. The Environmental Protection Agency is taking its first major action to address toxic wastewater from coal-burning power plants, ordering utilities to stop dumping waste into unlined storage ponds and speed up plans to close leaking or otherwise dangerous coal ash sites. The U.S. government spent $1.1 billion, that's with a B, $1.1 billion on carbon capture projects that mostly failed. There's news. U.S. natural gas production will rise to an all-time high in 2022. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, the EIA, said in its short-term energy outlook, we talked about some other things that they were talking about in that short-term outlook, like oil falling down to $68. Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel announced on Tuesday that it has selected a location to build a new $3 billion technologically advanced steel mill in Arkansas.
Sweet.
Yeah. And a signal to Florida Power and Light that legislators are committed to pursuing its top priority. A Florida Senate committee gave bipartisan approval Tuesday to a bill intended to restrict the expansion of rooftop solar in Florida. New York City.
New York City.
Get a rope. Electricity prices soared to a four-year high as the coldest day so far this winter spurs heating demand and natural gas costs rise. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has accused California's government of pushing anti-environment legislation as the state is set to vote on a proposal that would cut incentives for rooftop solar systems.
Yeah, in other words, you're cutting into my business.
Yes, yeah, anti-environment. Here's a couple from around the world. Russia is contributing to an undersupply of natural gas to Europe, the head of the International Energy Agency, Faith Breel, said Wednesday noting it comes amid a standoff between Moscow and the West over the Ukraine. You talked about that a little bit ago. And Chinese coal futures fell to the lowest level this year after Indonesia allowed some cargoes to leave ports as it considers lifting a temporary ban on exports of the fuel.
Coal bad, but we're still using it right and left.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a 17% up last year, coal consumption for electricity. I mean, that's worldwide.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the United States is not that dependent on coal power production.
Right. As not a, as it once was, yeah.
A lot of other countries are. And, but, I mean, we still have coal-fired generators in the United States.
Well, absolutely, we do. Of course, you know, here's the thing, too. The natural gas, you know, it's cleaner burning. Plus, you don't have the residue. You don't have the coal ash. You know, you don't have anything left over.
Yeah.
You know, and that, well, that's
carbon dioxide.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about that you have to deal with. I mean, a product like coal ash. Where are you going with it? I mean, you burn coal when it, you know, gets, it doesn't go to nothing. It goes to coal ash.
Yeah.
Now you've got to find some place to go with that. So, you know, I'm not anti-coal by any means, but I do think that the natural gas is the bridge fuel to the future.
It, certainly. I mean, it really is. But you're going to have, you've got byproducts of anything that you consume like that, and you just got to figure out which one's the best.
Right.
And coal ain't it. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's not.
Right.
So, you know, and it's like with anything, with a nuclear power plant, you've got radioactive, you got spent fuel rods you've got to dispose of.
You know, and I didn't know until I started doing this show that there's actually coal that will not burn.
Hmm.
There is a grade of coal that you can't get it to burn.
Well, don't know what to do then.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let's see. Right now it's 42 degrees. Humidity is at 36%. Winds are northwest at 12. Dew points at 17. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 68. West-northwest winds 8 to 11, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 61. South-southeast winds 11 to 20, becoming north-northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. We're going to go from 61 to 36. Windy with a north wind, 25 to 30, with gusts as high as 45. Wind chill, even lower than that. Sunny and a high near 51 on Sunday. Monday will be sunny with a high near 56. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. So a little cold snap coming through. It's going to get down to 23 degrees. So I've got stuff budding out around the house. It's going to freeze its buds off.
It's going to freeze its buds off.
But don't know what to tell it. It won't listen to me when I tell it to you.
Hey, calm down a little bit. It's a little early.
You're getting a little premature here.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, it's the one thing about having a good cold winter, kill out some of the bugs.
Well, and we haven't had that in a while.
Oh, I know. That is exactly right.
Well, let's take a look at stocks. Stocks are kind of a mixed batch today. They've been up and down and up and down. Right now they're up. AEP is down 4 to 90.25. Apache's up 49 to 33.14. Chesapeake is up 11 to 73.22. Continental Resources is up 4 pennies to 51.39. Pardon me. ConocoPhillips is up 20 cents to 84.60. Devon is up 51 to 50.43. Enable is trading. Yeah, I'm not doing Enable anymore. It's not changing. GE is up 82 to 103.06. Halliburton is up 63 cents, 28.07. H&P is up 66 to 29.22. Liberty Oilfield is up 29 to 12.59. Laredo Petroleum's down 53 to 72.49. Magellan Midstream's down 4 pennies, 48.59. OG&E is up 23 to 37.50. One Oak is up 30 cents to 62.80. Panhandle Minerals is up 3 pennies to $2.56 a share. Phillips 66 is up 86 to 87.16. Sandridge is down 59 to 11.62. Slumberjay is up 49 to 36.94. And the Williams Company is up 6 cents to 29.26.
West Texas Intermediate staying steady, $82.64. Brent crude oil up 20 cents, $84.87. Tokam crude oil up 310 yen per kiloliter. NYMEX natural gas down 35 cents, but still trading at $4.51 per million BTU. Tomorrow, we're slated to have Jack Money joining us here on the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed today's edition. We'll be back again tomorrow morning about 8:05 right here on 96.5 KECO. Again, like I said, Oklahoman energy and business writer Jack Money slated to be our guest.
Show me the money.
For Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day. Keegan Hall, caught you listening.